So, you know, these are very astute oncologists who work with us, picking these cases out. And there was one more case that Dr. Lowe, a couple of them actually, but one in particular, want to pick your brain about before we get started, because this always comes up, which is the patient with an EGFR mutation, and do you offer or even consider an EGFR TKI, Corey? And Dr. Lowenthal said, this is the only patient that I've ever done that in, and you can tell me whether you think it was justified. We'll see what the audience said. Basically, 67-year-old patient, stage 3A adenocarcinoma, but has a positive surgical margin. And we talked about this with Heather. 7 out of 8 positive nodes, EGFR exon 19 deletion. Would you use TKI or not? It looks like it's unanimous. Just kidding. In the audience, they're split about 50-50 about whether you would do it. Corey?
I side with the nose. We have no phase 3 data. We do have a prior trial from Canada that looked at gefitinib in the adjuvant setting. That was all comers. It included, it was essentially unselected patients. But when that trial was analyzed, even though it was stopped early, if anything, there may have been a trend toward a survival decrement. Outside of a clinical trial, I would not attempt EGFR TKI in the adjuvant setting.
Positive margin.
I would give this patient adjuvant chemo with PEM-CIS, and I would probably, almost definitely, give this patient radiation. 7 out of 8 nodes, whether to give it concurrently or sequentially, would probably engender a debate in our thoracic tumor board.
So just real quickly, the rest of the faculty, John, positive margin, TKI?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring this up. So we actually had a scientist who came in who was well aware of EGFR and all the implications, who was in a similar situation, a 3A EGFR mutant, and had positive nodes after resection. So the first is we did give adjuvant chemotherapy, we did give radiation, and the suspicion for metastatic disease was very high in him, you know, given that he had multiple lymph nodes. In fact, he was a 3B, he had contralateral involvement. You know, he strongly pushed for the EGFR TKI, and we ended up giving it in that case. He did end up coming back, this was after radiation and after chemotherapy, in the other order, chemotherapy then radiation. Interestingly, he did end up recurring about a year and a half later. When he recurred, he didn't have a T790M. We went and retreated him. He re-responded, and his disease has been relatively quiescent.
So you treated him for a year?
We treated him for a year, and again, we were in the situation without measurable disease.
So you treated him for a year, you stopped, he recurred, yeah. You treat him again, he responded.
That's right.
And it sounds like the SELECT trial to me, a little bit. So Ross, just real quick, would you treat or not a patient like this? So
I wouldn't. I mean, this is a guy you could still go for cure in, and the TKIs are not curative agents. They're very good at suppressing the disease, and that's why the SELECT study, when you were on the TKI, you didn't have a relapse, so this was an adjuvant use of alotinib. But when you stopped it, the patients all relapsed relatively quickly.
But to bring up now, I wasn't saying that it should take the place of potentially curative therapy. The patient did get adjuvant and radiation, presumably, in a case like this. You know, the question is if the likelihood of recurrence is so high, you know, for something like that. Now, of course, we don't have randomized data supporting it yet, but in cases where you're almost certain they're going to recur, it's something we would consider. Obviously, we're waiting for the adjuvant data to come back to support that, so that isn't one that's supported by randomized data yet.